This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by RevGear.
Use code MMA Nuts to get 20% off retail prices. Normal exclusions apply.
HostGator. Save up to 50% off VPS and dedicated hosting with code MMA45.
Tire Buyer. Save 7% off 400 plus with code MMA7 at tirebuyer.com.
Factory Buys Direct. Save 10% off your first purchase with code MMA at factorybuysdirect.com.
DefenseSoap.com. Serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 280.
280!
Oh, that's 80. Weird. 80. But I'm echoing 80. Here. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Back here on the MMA show. By my fans, for my fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous.
What's happening? Drop it down.
Dropping down like 10 octaves here.
Shifting gears.
Low and slow.
Like that's right.
Country song.
Something. But me first and Gimme Gimme's redid.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening. This month is tough because there's so many things going on. Like we got like multiple birthdays in my house. You got birthdays in your house.
Yeah.
I feel like February is a popular month for birthdays. Maybe like people are, you know.
When are people fucking then?
So June, it's... July, August.
Yeah.
June, July. July. Uh-huh, 4th of July.
Well, for us, my wife didn't want to be pregnant during the summer.
Yeah, it's probably a good plan.
So,
that sucks. Winter's
whatever.
You're stuck indoors anyways, right?
Yeah.
Being pregnant in the summer, it's all hot, and shit.
Ugh, fuck that.
Nasty. See, we started the show talking about pregnant women.
Yeah. I'm not going to say Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Yet.
But maybe.
But it's weird.
It is weird. And he was just, Travis Brown, that is, was just talking about something about the love of his life or something this week on Sunday.
Right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. Should we start, Ingo?
Well, you don't want to start with that, do you?
No.
Let's save that for later.
Let's get into some recap. Best events ever.
What was your thought
of... I'm going to fuck something up.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you delete everything? What are we going to do? While he's over there...
I pressed two buttons and fucking...
It's one of those, like, delete all. Wait, don't do it. Open back up. Back. Matt, for you audio listeners, Matt right now has totally fucked his computer up.
Nothing!
His notes and all are gone. But worry not, because he has the Gmails.
Don't worry, I'm professional. I have everything dialed in. We'll reopen it back up.
Backed up.
And it'll all work out. So we're going to talk about...
Bellator's...
149...
I got to know, 149, yes. I have to know, Matt.
What?
What was your impression of Bellator?
Well, I'll just say this. You can't always hit a grand slam every time you get up to the plate. Sometimes you have to strike out, and the UFC knows that, I think, more often than any other sports organization out there.
Right.
They have a lot of stinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Bellator, they may have shit the bed this time, but
yikes.
The lead up to the event, I'm okay for it, and I'm even okay with it shitting the bed every once in a while. I got no problem. You know why? It's called a DVR. It's called, you can watch it at your own pace and do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I roll on these Bellator events.
Yeah.
We'll tell you the highlight of the show. It was probably the Mike Tyson commentary during the Guillard fight. Would you like to hear some of my favorite quotes?
Would love to, because I didn't watch that fight, nor did I hear about his commentary. And Melvin did not do well, did he?
No, he got knocked out. And Tyson, I don't know if he was on coke, weed, heroin, LSD. I'm not sure what drug he was on.
All of the above, perhaps?
Yeah, it might just be high on life.
A cocktail of things?
I'm a little confused, but some of the things he said... Fire away on him in the dome piece.
Nice.
Okay. It looks like he's camping out. He's camping out. That's when Melvin's getting rocked. I have no idea what that meant. And then I think the topper was when he got knocked out. He's, which way did he go? Which way did he go? Which way did he go, silly rabbit? What the fuck, man? I don't know. It was entertaining as shit. And I think Jimmy Smith's trying not to laugh in his face. Going along for the ride.
Well, Mike will kill him, right?
Yeah. And I think Mike overstayed his welcome. He was only supposed to be there for a couple of phrases. was having too much fun and decided to stay for the whole fight.
Nice.
I was trying to contain him and talk. Yes. And he still, there's a fight going on, and he's talking shit. And...
Was it a case of overly being, like, trying to be a broadcaster when you're not and just being boisterous on purpose? Or was it just lunatic, like, gets the mic?
I think lunatic gets the mic. Plus, you're a fighter and you're sitting that close to the action. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. We talked to the guys that were our instructors, and we just like, hey, let's get this guy going. Let's talk about some fights. And then the guy gets up, he starts shadow boxing. Like, what are you? I can't sit
calm down.
It's like, look at him.
He's talking about fighting.
We're just sitting there shooting the shit after practice, and you talk about fighting. The guy gets up and starts shadow boxing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, like, Chuck Liddell at the UFC. Right. He's all like,
He's having a connection fit.
Like,
some people just have it in their blood, and it's fun to get those fucking guys going.
Of course. So there's that.
Yep.
And there was also some controversy.
Let's start with the Kimbo Slice and Dada 5000 controversy. What was your take on this fight? Highly skilled.
Okay. Hmm. I will say that in the street fighting world, this is like Mike Tyson meets like Fedor, like style. You know, like basically is it, for people who look, because I think these two dudes got some rep in the game as far as the street fighting stuff goes. As far as an MMA match, though, I would say that it's definitely not the best foot forward from Bellator. But then again, I wonder, were they going for that? They were probably just going for, like, let's put on a fucking spectacle, right?
Yeah!
So, a guy who, you know, Dada 5000, whatever the fuck that means.
But... I don't know. Did you see his... him hitting the pads when they do the open workouts?
It was more like the pads hitting him.
What the fuck is going on?
Where's the speed? Where's the power? Where's the precision?
I throw shoulder punches. I throw clubbing.
Yes.
Slappy type strikes.
Throw me some combos. But can I say that maybe there is a reason for that? Is because he was in the midst of like a severe weight cut. Like he lost like 1,000 pounds in 4 days or something.
I don't want to laugh.
Crazy.
But...
I mean, when a guy's got a cut like, was it 40s? Pounds or something?
They said something 40 pounds, and they didn't say the time frame that he had to cut said weight. But man, come on.
They hit the weight limit.
Right.
Not just the beyond weight.
So
the limit.
Then he gets knocked out kind of in the third round.
It was weird,
round.
Man. It was like one of those like shot and then stumbling around, stumbling, and bloop, face first. And then we hear.
And the guy dies, or allegedly die. I'm not quite sure, but he had kidney failure from the weight cut, severe dehydration.
Cardiac arrest.
And you look at him in that third round, he wasn't even sweating. There's just no sweat to give.
Which is a bad sign.
Yeah, as a heavyweight, overweight heavyweight. So this goes back to, I know a lot of people are asking, or blaming Bellator and blaming Scott Coker. How can you put this fight on? How can you do this? You almost killed a guy. They have nothing to do with the guy's weight, how he performs in said cage. Mm-hmm. Their job is put the fight together, and it looked like a fight people wanted to see.
Yep.
The athletic commissions are the one that are in charge of the weight cutting and weight limits. And this goes back to the case of heavyweight. Why do we have a limit? Why is there an upper range? I think it's just you're over 205, 206. Whatever.
206 till 1,000.
Who cares?
Yes.
It does not matter at the heavyweight division. And hopefully this guy's going to be all right. I don't know.
Yeah, the long-term damage that he's done to himself. Supposedly he's okay now. But, you know, you got to wonder. Like, that kind of strain. You have the kidneys involved. You have heart is a big one, right? You have probably liver. What else? Brain.
Right.
You know, I don't know. These are not important things.
No, overrated.
That stuff. But, you know, I will say lightheartedly, yet at the same time going like, wow, the guy's got some balls. I mean, to stand in there. And, I mean, he's obviously like pretty much dead and he's still fighting, right? So wanted him to get paid. So, it's not Bellator's fault. I don't know whose fault it is. Perhaps his coaches, if there are any, Were there coaches?
I don't know.
didn't see. Were there coaches?
Much.
Is there anyone in his corner that's going like, okay, this is not good for your health. Please don't do this. You know, anyone, wife, mother, you know, I don't know, grandma, somebody that tells him whatever. But, you know, I just, Kimbo didn't do well in UFC. He didn't do well in Strikeforce. He's not doing well in belt. It's like.
Here's what needs to happen. If you're going to have a Kimbo fight, we need to have special rules.
Yes.
No ground. Period.
There you go.
Do a special rules match. Wear the MMA gloves. Make it a kick. Maybe that's why Bellator is doing their own kickboxing thing, is to get Kimbo into the kickboxing.
Sure. You'd be all right in that.
I mean, he's still going to draw, and people don't want to see what we just saw. You don't want to see Kimbo go to the ground and gas himself out.
No.
Let him stand and bang.
That's right. So we'll see. We'll see. I was not impressed.
No, that's not what we wanted to see. No. I think it was just disappointment after disappointment. We can hit the next fight of Royce Gracie versus Ken Shamrock 3.
Oh, God. The controversy again.
What happened, Ingo?
I still say there was. I don't think he hit him in the balls.
Oh, come on.
I saw it was in. It was like in the what do you call that spot above the cock and balls? Whatever that thing is. Not the stomach.
Your belly button?
No, below that. There's a name for it. Isn't there?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's like that's, you know, you're in between the cock and balls and the belly button. There's a spot in there. There's a name, a medical term for that position.
Your abdomen?
Maybe. I don't know. It looked like it was that kind of a shot. Like, not on the balls, but like maybe on the side of the
ball.
So
Ken just had a stroke right as that happened?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I was not impressed.
it was one of those ones where you get hit in the balls. He has that 4 or 5 second delayed reaction. But unfortunately, at the same time that happens, Gracie knees him in the head and he drops from that or the ball shot. I'm not sure. Gracie follows up with a few strikes on the ground, gets his first win by TKO or KO, whatever you want to call it, TKO. But even the fight was weird, too, because Ken wasn't throwing any strikes initially. Hoist is throwing nothing but kicks. We have this awkward exchange, and after the fight, completely disillusioned Ken Shamrock. He did that on purpose! He hit me in the balls on purpose! Why didn't you stop this? Fuck everybody. Fuck the world.
It made for good TV.
Yeah. And then the most awkward post-fight press conference I've ever seen where Ken Shamrock's not sure what's going on. he thinks he's a ghost, not probably contemplating retirement. And Hoist won't answer any of the fucking questions that he's asked. He just answers his own questions, making up shit and talking about... when Ken and I first started, you know, groin strikes were illegal. Well, did you knee him in the groin? Or doesn't answer that question. My father, Helio, he taught us to be instructors. So we are teaching the Brazilian jiu-jitsu to millions of fans around the world. What the fuck are you talking about? That's not the question that was asked. You may be going senile. I don't know. He is 49.
He's old.
But what does this lead to? Immediate rematch or what?
God. No, please, no. No.
You're not in for the Masters division in MMA? 50-year-olds throwing down. It's like the movie The Wrestler.
Who else can we throw in there? That's the question.
Oh, everybody can come back. Dan Severin, Pat Miletich. I think Bas Rutten is done.
Yeah.
But there's Pat people Miletich. To step back in.
Sure.
Kim Sylvia.
He's not 50.
No. He could be current. If Arlovski is still legitimate, Sylvia could be.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm okay for the seniors league.
I don't like it.
But maybe we need to go to some modified rules. Maybe it should be 3-minute rounds.
Okay. I'm listening.
Am I enticing you here? But I think we have to
two-minute rounds.
We have to make some maybe a 2-minute rest break between the rounds.
There you go.
We need to make some modifications.
Yes, I agree. This 5-minute shit's not working.
No, I mean this one it didn't go that route, but I'm still weirdly intrigued to kind of see what's going to happen. So, who has taken care of their bodies the best over? You know, fuck, in their case, what, 23 years? You're looking at UFC 1 to whenever we're at now, Bellator 149?
I'd say they're probably equal.
Yeah.
You know, they both looked in shape and equally old.
Yeah, a little bit senile, but hey.
Yeah. Age is a motherfucker. Think about that. You know, like 10 years from now, you're going to look back on yourself, your current self, and go, wow, I was young back then.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it exponentially grows quicker as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Past that 45, 50 mark, you start to like really pack on the age and you realize like, wow. You're dying, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Once you hit 40, you're dying. Yeah. Well, you're dying always, but I think at least 40 marks the halfway mark for most of us.
Ever the philosopher. You're always dying.
You're always
born and then you're dying.
You're always dying. Every day, one step closer.
Yes, to death.
I think Linkin Park said that.
One step closer to the edge.
Something.
I'm about to break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, so what's next for these guys?
Anyways.
Immediate rematch.
I'm okay with that.
How about a three-man cage match?
Whatever. I think Hoist is delusional and thinking that was a legitimate win, and I think Ken. I fear for that guy's life. I just, you know, seems to keep coming up on the short end of the stick in these fights. You had the fight with Kimbo and has the rear naked choke, can't get it, and then gets knocked out. What happened?
Yeah.
And this one gets kneed in the balls. Or not, according to Ingo.
I will not.
You're not subscribing?
No. I feel like you can't win. I'd like to see slow motion replay.
I've watched it in slow, and it's still, if it's close enough, it's just the reaction of Ken.
It seemed very delayed. I know you know.
You've never...
No, I have.
Racked yourself hard enough, and then you sit there and wait, like a good 3 seconds, and go, is that one going to hurt? Is that one going to hurt? Fuck.
It happened right after the knee to the head, so I'm kind of like, a little suspicious.
I don't know. He seemed to conniption out right there. He had a stroke or something. I don't know.
Yes.
So, overall, I like the path that Bellator's on.
You wanted this. You asked for
it. I'm not going to lie.
Spectacle.
It's different. And I think, and there's flavor. And I think that's what we're missing from the UFC. You're not going to get crazy shit like this in the UFC. It's just not going to happen. And you're not going to get outside sponsors, flavor, whatever. Mike Tyson commentating.
You could get that. Dana would let that happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he going to take that mic from Joe Rogan?
I don't know.
Maybe.
But, hey, do more. Maybe some modified rules.
Do more with less?
Yeah. You got to do something. You can't compete fighter for fighter, so you might as well go spectacle.
We're going right to ass and nuts?
Oh, sorry. I'm fucking around here.
Whoa.
Take that.
Like, fuck that. Show's over.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
All right.
Some news. Start with the big one, Ingo.
The big one?
Yeah. And you can interpret that however you want to interpret that. Ronda Rousey.
I knew you were going to go there. So there's been some video out there, and if you Google and search, you might find things, and then they may get deleted immediately after you find them. Go watch the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition shoot. Apparently, there was a big controversy because a lot of these photos leaked, so they had to do it again.
And then they leaked them again, and more video got leaked.
Yes. And I will say that, you know, I'm not a huge fan of hers in that respect, but I was like, wow, like, there's some, you know, what would you call it? Meat in some of the right places on
that
woman.
Yes, I was impressed. And I don't find her attractive up here in the facial type area, but... And you see your butt ass naked?
Like, wow.
I can see that.
Not bad.
Right.
But I will say this. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show recently.
Yes.
I'm assuming because it's all this big hype train, right, that's
being
built again. And talking about, like, how she felt after she got knocked out and everything and talking about killing herself.
Can I read the exact quote? Because I think it's important.
Okay,
yeah.
Please, go ahead.
So what she said, well... We'll talk about the quote and then talk about her, what she was saying about the fight. So, I was literally sitting there thinking about killing myself, and that exact second I'm like, I'm nothing. What do I do anymore? And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. To be honest, I looked up and I saw my man Travis was standing up there, and I looked at him and I was like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive. I don't know if I would have made it without him. Whoa.
Wow. Pretty strong words.
I thought she's the most mentally strong or mentally tough person in the UFC, according to Dana White.
It doesn't sound like it. But at the same time, you know, moments of weakness like that, most people don't share, right?
No. So here's another question. Is this a PR stunt? Is she being legitimate here? I can't tell.
I think she's being real. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of backlash, too. I don't know if you read some of the tweets from some of the people.
No.
You know, there's a lot of, like, the whole, so young girls who look up to you should kill themselves if no one likes them. Oh, wait, unless they have a man to save them, right? And then there's some, like, Joanna Jędrzejczyk said, mm-hmm. never post a photo of herself. Like, don't ever give up. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, never give up. Like, saying as in, you know, killing yourself's not an option. There's mm-hmm. a lot of that. And then there was a lot of praise. Like, Rich Franklin posted a video of himself about, of course, there's a surprise, about a TED Talk he gave, which is very similar to what we watched, and on how to lose, basically, which is important to know. And I don't think it's fake. I think it's real, and I feel like it's nice that, because, you know, my wife watches Ellen a lot, and she's actually pretty, that's a good show. I mean, I don't really watch it, but every time I've seen, like, a few minutes of it, I'm like, wow, like, she's actually, it's not what I would expect. Like, she's very good at interviewing, and she gets people talking, and she's funny, but I feel like she drew that reaction out of Rhonda, and Rhonda felt comfortable, and she was like, "All right, I'll share." And then she's probably like, "Whoa, I didn't really mean to, like, air all this out."
She hit a nerve. Oh, in yeah. there.
I mean, she cried and everything. I mean, I didn't think it was fake. So, yeah, you could say, okay, maybe she's not that weak and not that strong mentally, or that's a bad message to girls. But at the same time, I'd say, you know what? There's a person who's got struggles and trials, and people don't realize the amount of pressure that these people are under. You know, like, young people. She's only in her 20s. Like, imagine, you know, like a John Jones, right? The pressure of just millions of dollars and people, and it's just like, now you're not responsible for just yourself, but, like, everybody. And the hype train that you've created now, maybe you start to believe you're invincible, right? And Conor McGregor's a great example. What's going to happen when that guy loses? What will happen?
Exactly.
Is he going to implode? I don't know, you know? So I liked it. I thought it was cool. And then you have bundled that with, like, the whole naked pictures and all that shit. And Travis Brown's talking about, like, how he loves her and all this. And I think there's babies in the future. There's lots of babies. And she'll never fight again. I have to say that too.
Well, that's, remember when she went into this fight, and I had theorized, like, wow, her body sure looks different, like she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just subliminally she wanted to be pregnant.
Oh, so she, her body,
yeah, her body is portraying,
of course, yes,
portraying,
projecting
that.
The aura, yeah, pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm kind of challenged with Rhonda right now, because she's like trying to force me to like her. With all this ploy, like, come on, fuck it, suck it up and toughen up, you know?
Yeah.
You're not, the problem is she acts like a child and then treats everybody like shit and then expects everybody to love her because she breaks down. And I don't want her to break down, but I'm sorry, you gotta...
Yeah.
I don't want to say you gotta pay some dues, but... I'm not coming back over to Team Rousey because you shed a couple of tears and you feel bad. I'm happy that you didn't go down that path and you at least aired it to show people, yeah, there's a way out, but fuck off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a lot of that hate kind of thing online too, right, about after all that. You know, it remains to be seen. I think there was a something a couple of days ago saying how she's going to do Roadhouse next. And she's Roadhouse? Is it Roadhouse?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so it's unclear if she's even going to have a chance to train this year. And it just sounds more and more like, hey, I'm not really that sure about this fighting thing anymore, you know? And the whole breaking down on the show and just the whole thing, you know? I think she likes being famous more than she likes being a fighter.
Yeah, of course.
You know? So
it's a lot easier, wouldn't it be? I mean, you don't have to train your ass off and potentially get your ass kicked in front of millions of people. You're going to be doing the ass kicking and all the movies and all the endorsements.
Yeah. So I liked it. It sounds like you didn't like it. I like people who are real and who try to.
If that's real, I'm okay with it. I question the realness.
See, it's weird because we're so torn. Like, I feel the same way about John Jones. You
yeah,
thought his,
I'm, no, I'm
you,
on his side.
You thought
though.
His interview was, and I looked at that and I was like, man, that guy's full of shit. And I look at Rhonda and I'm like, this is real. And you go, that's bullshit. And it's just very strange how we.
Well, it's because everything seems so curtailed in her life that everything seems like it's being done for a purpose.
Sure.
And there, I think I deleted it. There were three tweets that went out back in the day. One, I think, was from UFC on Fox, re-showing the Ronda Rousey-Holly Holm knockout. And then right after that one went out, then one went out from Ronda Rousey, hey, check out my next appearance on whatever show. And then right after that was one from the UFC saying, hey, check out Ronda on this show. So, like, you shit on her on the one side, and then you put out two positive tweets to promote her. So, like, everything seems very detailed and done for a reason with her.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I think...
Maybe you think it's a calculated move?
Yeah. Just to try to win some fans back.
Could be.
Because she went so dark and so deep down this, you know, bad reputation, Joan Jett side, and no sportsmanship, and this is who I am, and fuck everybody. I'm trademarking all these other weird things. Do nothing, bitch, this. And I forgot what the other thing she trademarked, but there's something else out there that's kind of bizarre, like fuck everybody. Or
yeah.
So, remains to be seen. And there was something else, too, where she was on the Jimmy Fallon show, and she posted an image on Instagram, but it was doctored to make her look skinnier, or at least her arms. But she redid it and put the comparison picture of the before and after and resent it out and apologized to everybody and said, hey, I didn't approve of this. And she looks much better being herself and not this anorexic bitch they're trying to make her.
Well, she's not
pictures.
A small girl. I mean, she's built. I mean,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with being built.
It's fine. I mean,
Chris Cyborg, what's up?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, maybe it's calculated. Maybe it's not. I don't know. And I feel like there's a lesson in everything. So, like, if you don't like her message of, oh, here's a woman who said she's going to kill herself because she lost everything, you can use it as a teaching tool and so tell your daughter, hey, look, this is a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, this is that. This is not something you should consider. Like, maybe you have these thoughts in your head, but it's going to be okay. You know, like, everything's fine. You move on and life goes on and it's all right. And, you know, it's just a person showing their moment of weakness.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen. I feel like this is next 12 months will be interesting because I honestly feel like you're going to be right and I'm going to be wrong. Like, I'm betting that Ronda's real and John's fake. And I have a feeling it's the other way around. You know, that's just the track record.
It's hard to say.
I feel like, or they could both be fucking fake. I don't know.
Who knows? Or both be real. We don't know at this point. Knows. We're just speculating.
Yes. So. They're troubled. Maybe they'll get married and have babies.
Well, she wants super babies, so.
That would be something.
Either way.
Can you imagine?
No. I can.
We'll see.
And anyways. I will.
Let's keep moving on.
Where do you want to go?
Let's keep the positivity.
Where do you want to go?
Positivity flowing.
That's right.
Right? Vanderlei Silva suspended 3 years for evading May 2014 drug test. Retroactive?
Yeah.
Yes. So 2017.
So May of 2017.
Yes.
He will be back.
Cleared.
This commission. Fuck you and your 3-year suspension. The guy doesn't test positive for anything. Just ran away from a test.
Yes.
And would they give him first a lifetime ban and went to a course and got thrown back, and then now it's 3 years.
3 years.
Again, fuck you, NSAC.
And they gave Gleison Tebow 2 years.
Was that USADA or
USADA.
The Athletic Commission?
My bad.
No.
That was USADA, yes.
So
the shit's all over the place.
It is.
It needs to be fair.
It is, and it's not. And here they've just effectively pushed Vanderlei Silva into Ryzen to fight Fedor. So are you trying to kill the man?
You think... Well,
he's got no other options. He can't go to Bellator.
They're not drug testing, I'm pretty sure. So, you
exactly.
know, he may be huge.
Exactly.
Vanderlei at 210, 220 coming in again, you know.
He might be 230. I don't even know at this point.
He's going to have veins like everywhere.
Cock veins, big, juicy, thick ones.
Yeah, in this picture, I think he has veins already on his head. Yeah, he does.
There was a picture with him, and it was the guy, whoever the guy is that's heading up Ryzen. He's already talking to them. He'll be there. He's not going to wait. You can't have a guy late 30s sing around for another year and a half.
No.
Oh, I can't fight.
But they do, man.
Gross. That whole athletic commission is gross. They should all be fired.
They should. Should I keep going or are you going? What do you want to
do? I'll give you the USADA random drug testing watch.
Please.
Some epic music here. 305 total tests. 221 athletes tested. 6.35 tests per day. Interesting notes. John Jones yet to be tested this year.
Hmm.
Curious when he's doing all this powerlifting and whatnot.
And all the coke he's doing.
Yeah. And Anderson Silva leading the pack with 6 random drug tests.
Doesn't surprise me. Is Vitor Belfort on the list?
I have to look. I was just looking for the highest number.
Okay.
I think he's on the list. He may be in the 2 range, but.
Okay. Are they testing Ronda Rousey?
She finally got tested. She was not tested before. She's got 2 for this year.
Okay. So once a month.
So she's in there. But speaking of all the drugs, I was at my daughter's middle school, and I saw this steroid picture on the wall. This fucking guy. That's how I shoot my steroids and go, I'm holding it like a gay man holding a cigarette. Not that there's anything wrong with gay.
Heart attack, stroke.
Yeah, but all the things, heart attack, stroke, development of breast reduction in women, liver, tumor, blah, kidney disease, don't do drugs, basically. And the funny thing was the guy's got 2 little balls there, and it was because there was a science fair going on, so all the little boys are running up to the poster pointing at the balls and laughing. Ah, look at those balls! Like, can you kids back off so I could take a picture?
Siri wants to talk to me. Yeah, has that ever worked in the history of anything?
No.
I will tell you that the drug, I remember I went to like, what the hell was the class? It was either a class or a whole thing of like anti-drug shit.
Yeah.
That made me interested in checking out drugs.
Exactly. The more you
this
talk
is all,
about
this, it's
it.
Like, steroids? I guess it's a thing though. I think this is becoming more popular.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Steroids.
I don't know. Maybe.
That you're going to get access to syringes and be shooting yourself up?
Maybe.
Come on now. That seems a little
egregious. They're hammering the message home early.
Yeah, that's why I took a picture. What is going on here?
I don't know.
I mean, I did hear that they are on drugs in middle school. My daughter was telling me that's a thing, but she didn't know what kind of drug. So I'm assuming it's got to be prescription.
Sure.
That seems to be the most easily accessible drug to someone that would be in 6th to 8th grade.
Yeah, you're going to have a 6 or 8 run around trying to buy weed and coke and all this shit.
Yes, come on. They're stealing their parents' prescription.
It's fucked up because in my day, well, your day too, I mean, it was like weed and alcohol. Those were like the 2 things.
Yeah.
You know? And people did other shit too, but it wasn't that prominent. Mostly alcohol, you know?
There was a couple kids that were like doing acid or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you're going to have
that. That was in high school, not in junior high. Junior high, I didn't hear, I think weed was the drug that was around.
And unfortunately, that's probably the worst time to be doing weed is when your brain is still kind of developing.
Yeah.
You really should wait till like
35.
That's a good time too. You know, 20s is probably
good. Test it out in college.
Yeah. Fuck around with it there. But junior high and middle school, and it's too early. So your brain has not developed yet. But that is crazy that they're posting...
Hold on, like raging steroids coming to get you.
I just wonder who like funded that and then who thought that would actually work. I don't know.
And put the little balls on there for all the kids to laugh at. What else you got?
Well, speaking of drugs,
yep.
I hate to bring this up because I know this is a tough spot for you, but Mayhem Hiller was recently on with Boss and Kenny and talking like crazy nonsense about fighting, and it was a good like 7 or 8 minute segment. Boss looked upset. Mayhem was making no sense, dressed all crazy. And the only reason I bring this up and why I wore the Boss shirt that I think you got me was because at some point Mayhem said to the guys, he said he was trying to like look tough, and he's like, I beat up like 3 dudes in the last 24 hours. I'm ready. And Boss was like, what? That's nothing. I can do that in a few minutes.
Yeah, like, you're right.
It's kind of like, but what has happened? Like, this dude is going to fight in what, a week? And he seems mentally unstable.
CTE.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wasn't he fucked up before that, though? Remember the Brian Gumbel thing?
Right. Yeah, he's going from bad to worse. And we're, you know, it started with him terrorizing a church naked or something.
Painted his dog pink or something.
And I don't know how many arrests. It's almost a weekly arrest for him. And yes. SWAT teams involved.
SWAT. How is he still in the loose? Like, I don't understand how he's able to, like, be in public.
I don't know. They're probably afraid to lock him up for retribution or something. But, man, it's just sad. And I won't watch it. That you sent me the interview. I said, I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to see the train wreck anymore.
It's bad.
I know where he was at on the Brian Gumbel
and then Ariel Helwani show. The MMA Hour. I mean, it's just progressively getting worse.
Yeah. So at some point... Do you let the guy keep fighting?
No.
How does a athletic commission give that guy a fucking license to fight at this point?
I don't know, because I don't feel like they take mental health into consideration. Just like a lot of the areas in this country in general, mental health is not really that important, it seems. You can still buy guns and do all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. As long as his vitals are okay, they'll let him fight, I would assume.
That's where I think you got to put the lockdown on someone.
Sure.
Not that you want to curtail someone's living.
No.
But there's obviously some issues and someone needs to get some help.
Just a couple.
And unfortunately, it's another one of these, it's like you see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why I want no part of it.
No. It's a sad story.
Let's see. We're bringing it down. Should we just keep going down?
Well, I have another sad story.
Let's go
more.
Dark. Yeah, go. Right. BJ Penn.
This one really hurts because I'm a huge BJ Penn fan, and there is some talk and rumors that, you know, there's shit going on in his camp where one of his, was it Hector? What the fuck is the guy's name? I can't remember his name.
It doesn't matter. Just anyways. Some guy that used to work there.
Yeah, who's now no longer working with him, slinging around dirt about BJ, like, raping and all kinds of, like, crazy drug allegations and just, like, being sleazy and everything else. And at first, it sounded like earlier in the week the story was all bullshit. But now I'm reading some stuff on the underground and people are starting to really... There's a couple of reporters that have said they've been tracking this story and there is some evidence that's pointing in the right direction. The UFC has kind of said, all right, we're going to put your potential of coming back out of retirement on hold at the moment. And that's a very general statement by the UFC. So I'm wondering, what do you think? Like,
well, this one is the complete opposite of everybody else that's been accused of similar things. And I think of Travis Brown. Mm-hmm. I think of Anthony Rumble Johnson, where they were immediately suspended.
Yep.
And both guys were found guilty in the court of public opinion.
Yes.
BJ Penn has had the exact opposite, where he is innocent in the court of public opinion. UFC has not suspended him. They just postponed his fight. So I ask you, why is that? Is that because he's a legend? He's getting different treatment than everybody else, or what?
Yeah, for sure. It's BJ Penn, man. And it was Pedro Carrasco, who's a former employee, and this happened in Ohio, supposedly.
Well, they filed a police report in Ohio,
yes,
and it got sent to Hawaii.
Yes.
And he's training in Albuquerque,
right,
New Mexico.
Yes.
So
follow the trail.
I have no idea how this is all going to sort out.
And there's pictures of them as recently as, like, last month, I believe, in New York, meeting with whatever together. And it all smells very strongly of a financial or business style falling out. And one guy has majorly butthurt and perhaps has some dirt, whether how big or how small, on somebody, and is now airing this in the public court. So the UFC made the right move, I think, to kind of take a step back and just wait and see. But I would be really, really upset if any of this was true and BJ was seriously, like, fucking, you know, a sleazebag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we got the withhold judgment. It has to go to, if they're going to arrest him, they arrest him. If it goes to a trial, it has to be taken care of in that side, not in the court of public opinion.
It's hard to do, though.
It is.
I would say the court of public opinion is perhaps more valid than any legal court.
Well, in this
nowadays case,
he's innocent. And according to the UFC, he's not suspended. So
innocent.
They've made their choices.
Proven innocent.
Right. So we'll see. You don't want it to be true, but.
No.
We don't know.
Yeah. But the other side of the coin is that where there's smoke, there's fire, right, Matt?
There always is.
There's got to be something that spurred this, so I don't know. Anyways, can you bring us back up? Do you have more low shit?
Now let's keep going dark.
Oh, boy.
Might as well stay dark while we're there. So, John Jones, you know, he had a little speeding incident the other day, and apparently, I don't know who released audio tapes. I refuse to listen to all the gossipy shit. I just want the details, so...
Yeah,
he's doing
the whole arrest on tape.
75 and a 35 with all the bullshit. No license, no registration, no insurance, blah, blah, blah. So how is a guy who had a DUI,
I don't know,
a hit and run, and literally run, and then doing 40 over,
I'm checking something out.
Able to get out of all this.
How?
Yeah.
Money, power, big dick.
They just whip it out. Excuse like, me while I whip this out.
See this big dick? Thank you. I'll be on my way now, sir. Yeah. I mean, the audio tape, it was basically like the offers were like doing the whole like, you know how lucky you are? Like, you know, you could be in a lot more trouble right now. Mm. And John's like, oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. He's a champ, man.
Well, here's the other question. When has he hit rock bottom? I told you. He hasn't hit it.
No.
Like, literally, and I hate to say this, it's going to take him killing somebody, if it's not himself, to hit fucking rock bottom.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
They say in the whole, you know, like the recovering addict system or whatever, that until you truly hit that, I mean, you're never going to change. You have to... And everybody's bottom's different. Like, and for John, it seems like it keeps getting worse. And there's always this. So yeah, death. Someone will die. I'm sure, whether it's him or someone he loves or cares about. And there's a picture of him and his. There's the underground. There's, you guys are such sick fuckers. But there's pictures of his wife like around. I'm like, wow, this is a hot woman. And I'm going, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, you know, you got kids, you got a wife, you got a career. What the fuck's wrong with you? And the only thing that makes sense is you got a serious problem. Like you have a substance abuse problem.
Why are you even driving a fucking vehicle? Can't you get a chauffeur, a limo, an Uber?
Exactly.
There's so many other options. You don't even need to be at that point.
Nowadays, yeah, with the Uber, shit.
Now, someone, I think, needs to give him a pet rock. And you should name it George. And he should have to carry it everywhere he goes. And you should form some sort of a bond with said rock. And then one day... Dana White should take said rock and smash it with a fucking sledgehammer and see how he feels. Nice. Probably feels nothing. His heart is made of coal. It's like the Grinch. Maybe he needs to celebrate Christmas and feel some of that Christmas love. I don't know. He didn't hit rock bottom. And
he will.
I fear that you have one of the... He is the greatest MMA fighter of all time in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I fear that we're going to go crash and burn and he's never going to... be the greatest of all time, even though he's like right there in my book he is. And I want to see this guy dominate at light heavyweight. I want to see him go up to heavyweight. Like, he's the guy that can do all this, but seems to not want to.
Well, I think that, you know, that's why humans are so interesting, because they have, there's the whole like mind and the emotions and the things that people don't see. I mean, someone once told me, like, your personality, it's just a mask. Like, it's what you wear and what you show to people in different situations. Like, you have your dad personality, your fighter personality, your celebrity personality. You have your with your friends personality, and they're just different masks. And a lot of people who are emotionally healthy, they know how to transition, right? And people who are fucked up, they don't know where one stops, where one starts, how to manage the different things. And you know, you add like substance abuse in with that, and there's a troubled person who, you know, has all this money and fame, and he's probably going, I don't know how I got all this. Like, I'm so fucked up in my head, you know?
You know what? Have you ever done 75 and a 35? I'm going to ask you that question.
Yes.
How old were you?
16, 17.
Okay. I did the same exact thing, and that's the same exact fucking age I was.
Yeah. I mean, when I first got my license.
Right.
And then, I mean, I wouldn't do it now. Are you crazy?
No.
I don't want to hit some kid.
No. Never. No.
I might do 40, 45.
Unless I'm in an electric vehicle trying to test out speeds on my own street.
That's like in the middle of the night.
Right. But that's different.
Yes.
Totally different.
And we were sober.
Right. So I'm just saying, it's maybe he's operating under a 16-year-old's mentality.
Sure.
And you think of Ronda Rousey. I think she's about fourth grade. John may be a little bit older, but it's like the decision-making process isn't quite there for this man.
No. Well, if he has an addiction problem, that is a known fact that says that if you do have a substance abuse issue, typically your maturity level doesn't go beyond that point when you started to have that problem. So like if he had that problem since he was a teenager and it's carried with him for the last 10 years or so, he's not going to mature mentally beyond that point because he's like dumbed himself down with doing all the drugs and alcohol. So that could very well be the reason. I don't know. Why the UFC doesn't do anything about it?
Oh my God.
I mean,
come on.
I mean, I
well, really... I think they're seeing that payday. That payday of him and DC. We can't fuck it up.
No.
What else are you going to do to the guy? Nothing else worked.
Yeah.
You stripped his title. You suspended him. He's got all this court sanctioned shit he's got to do. X amount of 75 appearances or whatever it is.
I think Eddie blew through those.
Guys fucking knocking them out in 1 week. I'm going to do 10 a day.
Yeah.
Fucking get them all done.
I'm in.
Ugh.
Yeah. So,
All right, we should probably speed this shit
up.
The
reason why I got so excited is because I just pulled this up.
Yeah.
Donald Cerrone submits Oliveira in the first round.
Awesome.
Does that make you happy?
Right. He fought at 170, so cool. Hmm. Great.
There's a highlight on the Underground. Check it out.
What else? Just quickly, I'm going to throw some shit out. Joe Rogan said when he had Bass Rutten on his podcast, then yeah, you should watch that one. It's a good one.
It's good?
Yeah. Jose Aldo made $5 million for that fight against Conor McGregor, and his disclosed pay for that fight was $400,000.
Whoa.
And Conor McGregor's was $500,000. So that'll tell you how healthy his pay-per-view points are on that said fight if he made $5 million.
So it's like over 10 times what they disclosed.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Is that normal, do you think?
No. Wow. I think that's the Conor McGregor effect.
Jesus.
And Conor, and he didn't say exactly when he's going to make this amount of money or how he's going to make it, but $100 million. And I don't know. I think that Joe's comment was he's going to be the first UFC fighter to make $100 million. I don't know if that's a career or what, but he's going to be in that range. It's got to be a career. But fuck.
For one fight? Shit. You never
know. Not one fight. No way. Because then you're in the Mayweather-Pacquiao range.
Yeah. Well, he very well could be. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job promoting himself. He wins this. If he wins this belt, I mean, what?
Good. I want him to.
I do, too. So badly. And I don't have a thing against Dos Anjos, but I want to see it. I mean, a guy holding two belts, what's he going to do, go up to 180?
Yeah, 170. He's got to go 170 first.
Just going to keep going up?
And I'm fine with it. And
how
you know
he
what?
Get in the way? Is he just going to give me cheeseburgers?
That's fine. BJ Penn did it, right?
Yeah, well.
Fuck it. I say let the man fight. If he wants to go up, let him fight. Why not?
All right.
It's the coolest thing ever. We've had so much talk of super fight this, super fight that. Never fucking happened here. Never fucking happened there. Here's a guy that can legitimately do it. Has won. You know, he got the interim at 145, then he got the real one. Now he's going to move up to 55. If we can do that and go up to 170, Jesus Christ, what's to stop him? I'm not saying he can win at 170, but fuck,
what if he
does? I want to see it.
Three
I
want to
see it. Three belts. Yeah, he's just going to tie up the entire UFC. Like, where am I going to fight next? Yeah. 85? Fuck it. Heavyweight? I'm calling Verdum a pussy. I might as well go up there and fight him. I respect this on the level of Here's a guy that could. He's a little small for my plans. The open weight champion. I want an open weight class.
And he has
MMA.
No ground game, which is a problem.
I know. He's gonna get so exposed at some point.
I think 170 is gonna be real tough. There's too many wrestlers there.
Yes. I listed three people I thought he could beat.
Oh yeah.
And I think he's gonna have some serious problems.
Robbie Lawler is probably his best bet. The stand up only.
Yeah. There's a lot of power, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. So.
And Robbie can take a punch.
He can.
Let's move along, because
I think we're running over. It's late.
I've been
drinking, and we're
haven't even hit.
Kind of rambling.
We have so much more to go.
Okay.
Ask the nuts, Ingo.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Ryan Smith asks, can you see Conor doing well against Lawler? Weird. In my opinion, if they ever fight, yes. Lawler will take Conor's head back to AT&T. That's right, the phone company, and put it on display.
I think he'll do fine. I think he's fast, and he's very intelligent, and Lawler likes and I know he's gotten better, but
yeah.
I feel like Lawler is mostly power and balls, and that plays into Connor's like brainiac kind of thing. So he has a chance, and there's no ground game. So
no, and the question would be, can Lawler even hit him because of the speed difference?
Right, it'll be a huge speed difference.
So,
interesting fight. I'd like to see it.
I want
to
see it. I'm okay.
Do it. Do it December 2016.
Brandon Otowski. Are these weird Bellator main events helping or hurting the promotion?
Probably helping.
It's helping.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It's spectacle. Look how many people were excited to see what was going to happen.
Sure.
Didn't deliver, but you know what? I'm all in. Different is good.
Yep.
Frank Fleming, after seeing what happened with Dada $5 and Kimbo, should the UFC just cut CM Punk and avoid the cheap freak show ratings?
No, because he hasn't even fought yet, and he's already like creating hype.
Exactly.
They should bring out more people like that and just have them hang around. Perfect.
Sure. Let's just take anybody from any random sport. Yes. Let's take a swimmer. Who's that swimmer?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. He's going to be fighting in UFC.
Let's get a woman in there, like Hope Solo.
Okay. Uh-huh. There you go.
Her and her roast beef.
How about sandwich? The Williams sisters?
Perfect.
Bring them in. They're going to fight.
They probably got roast beef too.
Okay. I'm down.
He knows what I'm talking about.
I'm down.
The roast beef sandwich. Yeah,
that's right. Matthew Whitehurst asked, who are some of the most popular MMA stars the two of you have met / interviewed? And then also, if you could choose one MMA-related person to meet, who would it be? So let's start with who are the most popular MMA stars that we've met and interviewed?
Met and interviewed?
It doesn't have to. It could be one or the other.
I mean, we interviewed Johnny Hendricks way before he was ever the champ. I mean, interviewed, I don't know. What did we do? Mike Russo, Damian Maya.
Matt Brown. The other people that we've met or at least said hi to. Yeah. BJ Penn was in there.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, you are little.
He was very tiny.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he was tiny. That's true.
That shocked me. But that goes back to that. Yeah. Say, oh man, you see these guys on TV, they look so huge. Mm-hmm. Then you see them in person, you're like, eh,
tiny,
not that big.
Guy. Yeah.
Like Chuck Congo. Look like a fucking monster on TV, and I'm standing next to him going, eh.
About similar size.
Not that big.
You know, Rampage, just a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
That was
Cowboy's
fun.
Cowboy's a cool dude. Rampage is a cool dude.
In both those guys, there is an aura coming off of them. And when we were at, remember when Strike Force came and all those guys came in the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck was there? It was like Greg Jackson. I don't remember who else was on the
car. Tyron Woodley was there.
Then who was it? Glazier was there, hitting pads with him.
Yep.
Like, man, like there was the amount of energy that came in all those fighters. Crazy. I haven't felt that. Arlovsky, another person.
Yeah, he's kind of like chilled out, dude. He's pretty laid back unless he's training, then he's very intense.
But he was funky around the time we met him because I think he was considering retirement and probably not fighting and didn't have the long hair, was super short, but not styled, was like hobo-ish at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? I don't know.
So out of all those people, the most humble, obviously, is Damian Maya. Mm-hmm. The coolest, Cowboy Cerrone.
Yeah, I'd say Cowboy.
The most aura, Rampage Jackson.
Yeah.
There was, I'm telling you, there's this weird energy that flows off of people.
For sure.
That fucker has it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and he was funny, and he just kind of scared me. Like, I was afraid to ask him any questions. I was like, he's going to kill me if I ask him any weird questions.
Like,
you know?
You're good. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like the fighters in general are all pretty cool. People we've met have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think the point at which I was the most, like, I think I'm going to pass out, and this is embarrassing to say, was when you shook Dana White's hand.
Yeah, I went over and introduced myself.
I couldn't do anything.
I'm like, there's Dana White. I'm going to go introduce myself and say hi.
You know, I literally was, I was like, I thought I was going to pass out. I'm like, there's he's right there. Like, in back
yeah, we're
the
backstage
UFC,
at
like, whatever.
123. I think it's the one in Detroit.
Yeah.
We were credentialed.
There he is. There's the guy. And Matt just goes, I'm shaking his hand. It's like, good. Because I can't move.
All right, go off and I'm like, I get this opportunity. Like, fuck it. I'm taking it. So.
And you said he was really nice. So
that's awesome. Damon Sacy, who are you guys voting for president and why?
Haven't made up my mind yet, but I will say I think it will be Donald and potentially Hillary, unless she gets
in a scissor fight to the death.
Hillary might be in jail, but so maybe Donald and Bernie Sanders. I don't know, but I would say that the Donald is most likely going to win, and if he's the one running on the Republican side, I likely will have to vote for him because I'm definitely not a Democrat in most senses of the word, except for the whole like legalizing marijuana and all this stuff. So. I'm good.
Yeah, that's where I'm like Bernie Sanders. It's all you had to say. Legalize weed. I'm with you then.
Trump should come out and say that. And
then I'm with him. Like, I don't care. Whoever wants to go that route,
legalize it. No, but he's would never do that. He's so anti like everything. He doesn't drink.
No, then fuck that guy.
His kids don't drink, doesn't smoke, like nobody.
That's weird.
His weakness is Arby's. He loves Arby's. You didn't know that about him?
No.
It
can't be good.
It's been
for you.
Like years and years. He loves Arby's. Doesn't say he doesn't exercise, but
he does or does not?
No, he
not?
Does not. Doesn't believe in exercise.
I can't vote for you. You can't exercise. You can go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. You got to exercise.
He believes in good hair.
All right. Eighth Wall on Twitter asks, create the ultimate Frankenfighter body plus style. Example, ream body with cruise moves.
Ah.
Hunt power with DJ moves.
Ultimate Frankenstein?
How about like Roy Nelson, but he moves like John Dodson. Like doing backflips off the cage.
Oh my god! Can you imagine? That's actually a really good one.
I like that one. You got to take the most extreme opposites, or have Dodson move like Roy Nelson with the crazy overhand, right? Just knocking bitches out.
I like this.
Like
better.
The little guys.
Demetrius Johnson with the power of Roy Nelson. Right?
Yeah.
But the body of like Roy Nelson too. And the speed of himself.
Exactly.
So, like he's a fat little like 125 pounder. He's fat as fuck, but he's super powerful and fast, and people go like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get how this works, but awesome. I'm down.
I like it.
Sweet.
Yes.
Rank the biggest ego, gold, silver, bronze. You have Kanye, Trump, McGregor.
I think McGregor's gold. Kanye is silver and Trump is bronze.
I'll agree with that. I can't fight you on that one.
Yeah.
Will Khabib ever hold a UFC belt? And if yes, who does he win it from?
No. Don't think so.
I agree. Too injury prone.
Yeah.
No, you got to at least get a fight in sometime this century. I don't know.
Well, he's back in training supposedly. Like, he's ready to go. But
yeah.
We'll see.
What male UFC fighter is the closest to Cyborg? I know. TRT Vitor Belfort.
Yes. Maybe
just
they'll
all
have
aggression.
Babies.
Just maybe Rumble. I don't know. He's not as terrifying. TRT Belfort was terrifying.
Scary.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I spun it the opposite way to be a little more positive. Who will live the longest? Ken Shamrock, Ronda Rousey, or Jason Mayhem Miller? You can rank them in order from who will live the longest to not the longest.
Like from now, like the
who's gonna live to be the oldest?
I'm gonna go ahead and who will live the longest? Yeah. Rousey, Shamrock, Miller.
I think this is pretty safe bet. Yes. I was gonna say, Shamrock. I don't know. That's a tough. I think you're right. I think Rousey wins. Shamrock in second place, and then
Miller
third. Would be last.
Yeah.
And see how I asked that the other way? Because if you ask it the other way, it's
a shitty question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Try to spice it up a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, now let's play a little Would You Rather.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Now we're going to get a little dark.
Perfect.
Would you rather fight Dana White or Kimbo?
Probably Kimbo. More money.
Maybe. Yeah, street cred. Yeah, just got to avoid that fucker for about a minute. It's called leg kick, push kick, leg kick, leg kick, leg kick, push kick, head kick.
Yes, I'm working on cardio. That's it. Nothing else.
You don't have to do anything.
I'm going to run like...
It's called avoidance.
Yes,
and
miles.
You want to throw a takedown in there, you're golden.
Yes.
And then wear that fucker out, get him back on the feet, and then drop bombs.
That's right.
And hope you can knock him out before he...
or drag him to the ground.
Gently glazes your shoulder, and you go spinning across the octagon into...
I'm pulling guard.
Renal failure.
I'm just going to hold him there.
That might work. It worked for Dada.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up to that was, who's hurting the sport more, Dana White or Kimbo?
I think neither guy.
You know, Kimbo's not hurting his sport. Dana... A little bit, just with some of the decisions they've made, but I think that's more of getting the company ready for sale versus anything else.
It's striking to me how little he's in the media now.
Zero, besides that show Dana White looking for a fight with Matt Serra and Nick the Tooth.
I mean, this is a stark contrast from when I started watching this shit with you like 6-7 years ago, right?
He was the star.
He was like the guy, you know? He was like the Don King and even then some. So, I don't know. I don't think he has that much pull anymore.
And that was from Devin McManus. Eighth Wall on Twitter. Would you rather kneel before McGregor as he receives his third belt or wear his fight kit for a full year?
I'll kneel before him.
I'd take a knee to no man.
No.
But I will kneel to McGregor.
That's right.
You can interpret what you want from that. Would you rather take 6 knees to the face from Chris Camozzi a la Diesel, Joe Riggs, or 1 to the nuts from Hoist Gracie, # undamaged nuts rule?
I'll take it to the nuts. My nuts have been used. I don't need them.
Yeah, they're overrated.
I don't need the nuts.
Do some testosterone.
My face? I still need my face.
Balls will shrink like that poster. Yes. Here's mine. This is a tough one. Would you rather be BJ Penn or Chuck Liddell?
Ooh, that is a great question.
Plus, we don't know what's happening with Penn right now. There's a lot of gray areas.
I'm going to go ahead and say I would rather be BJ Penn because he lives in Hawaii.
Nice.
So it's pretty fucking awesome.
I've taken that one. I think I would be Chuck Liddell.
Yeah?
Like, but I watched the fight, so I want to freak out a little bit.
He's got his own set of problems there. Although he's always with some hot chick, right?
Yeah. So, can't fault the guy for that.
You know.
Rodrigo Machado. Would you rather use your bare hands to end the life of an average human baby or 100 cute puppies?
What are you
talking about? Pound sign cruelty.
Jesus Christ. How about neither? That sounds terrible.
Would you like to ass rape a baby or ass rape 100
what kind of question is this?
Puppies?
Yes. Well, God.
I want both. Can I get both, please?
100 times of like some brutal act versus one? I'd probably take the one, although that seems more extreme.
I don't want to kill a human. Unless that human did something very, very bad.
You know those babies always fucking shit up.
Exactly. Maybe
terrorist.
It's warranted.
Yes.
I pass. Yeah. Would you rather have zombie apocalypse or World War III, # ends of the world?
Zombie apocalypse.
I agree.
It'll be more fun.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm already for that shit.
I might not live
shit.
Long, but while I do, it'll be interesting.
World War III, we may be all nuked up.
That would suck, though, if like you were a zombie and I had to shoot you in the face.
I'm okay with this.
Like, what the fuck, Matt?
Use a shotgun,
God
though.
God damn it. You
blow my head
ass.
Clear off. Make me throttle it. Take my barrel, you cunt. What? You can't say that to me.
Yeah.
And then Katie Christensen will round this out. She said, would you rather be Caitlyn Jenner's porn co-star, you both need to come on film, or spend 6 months in Cook County Jail?
I'll be the porn star. She has no penis, right?
I'm not sure on that, but it's, would you like to have consensual sex or forced rape for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Right.
For 6 months, mind you.
Because there is a woman, right, who asked this question?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't specific, so like you could have like toys involved, right, and whatever. You don't have to actually touch
it. I could just be beating off... On said Caitlyn, take it, you bitch.
You might be pretty hot. You never know.
You never know. I've seen Photoshop pictures. They look fantastic. I may be into that. Who knows?
Like, well, like, it's like the crying game.
I might find out something about myself that I don't know I want to find out.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it.
That'd be weird. How many times has that happened, probably?
What?
Somebody
you try something, you're like,
wait a
God
second, I think
damn.
I'm gay.
That's what college is all about. You try things. Try new things. Make new friends.
That's right.
Moving right along. In, out. We got any knowledge? Testing out the beta for Tom Clancy,
yes.
The Division.
I like it.
Approve.
Very good.
There's all sorts of shit going on. It comes out in a couple weeks, like March 8th-ish.
Yeah.
You can go in teams of 4. You can do, it's like you got missions, and there's this Dark Zone PvP area where you can... to gank people. It's hard to even explain, but I think the beta closed today, unfortunately.
It's
so
over.
Can't say.
I tried to play it this afternoon. It wasn't working.
That's probably good. And you don't want to get too much time invested.
No.
Just enough to understand the system so I can fucking some people up online.
Graphics are great. Runs very smooth.
Yeah.
No problems. RPG style shooter. I think they compare it a lot to Destiny, right?
I feel a little Army of Two, a little bit of Destiny, a little bit of Borderlands, and kind of a different feel, though, for a shooter. I like when you set a waypoint, there's a little line above you that says, hey, follow this. That doesn't distract too much. And some other heads-ups of when you're shooting. There's a little, like, circle with a, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe a little semi-circle, quarter size. As you're starting shooting, it's showing your ammo going down.
Oh, nice.
So you know where you're at. And this game looks like it's got some potential. Ready?
All right.
Ready?
Do that shit up.
That's right. That's it. Shutdowns.
That's been this week's long edition of Anime Notes. Guys. Like an hour plus.
Hour plus. 4 hours to edit or whatever it is.
Ingo Eichold.
Agrament, thanks for playing.
Till next time.